tsunami of votes against the government of Alberto Fernández shocked Argentina after Sunday's primary elections. The results were unexpected and show how the opposition is regaining strength since the defeat of former President Mauricio Macri 2 years ago.
Esta noche estamos sintiendo...
Tonight we are saying it's enough through the polls, enough to abuse. Tonight more than 7 out of 10 people elected a new path, and our path was the chosen one. And it's not only happening here in Buenos Aires, but all around the country.
At the ruling party's headquarters, there was disappointment. Agustín Rodríguez says the government needs to analyze what went wrong.
The government lost the capacity to convince a lot of people. I'm an activist and will always support the government, but there needs to be a change of how they're handling things. Maybe more determination and transformation. That's what we want.
Alberto Fernández came to power almost 2 years ago. He's part of a center-left coalition and was hand-picked by the former president Cristina Fernández de Kirchner.
These elections are a huge straw poll on the ruling party ahead of November's legislative elections. The results show that there are many people in the country who are not happy with the economic crisis, with the government's handling of the pandemic, and that's why they're demanding change.
The legislative elections are only 2 months away.
The elections won't solve the problems people have been facing this year. The problems are because of the pandemic, psychological problems, and uncertainty with a government that can't get one thing right. There are problems with our economy and a lack of jobs. This helps people ventilate all the troubles they face.
Fernández implemented one of the world's strictest COVID-19 quarantines last year. But Argentina has one of the world's highest death rates from the virus. The lockdown had a huge impact on the troubled economy. This election result sent President Alberto Fernández a clear message. The question now is how he will respond. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.